Good evening and welcome again to everyone for this, our third Songs of Praise. A special welcome to those who are sharing with us on the black boxes as well. And we hope that you'll enjoy sharing and listening to us as we meet together tonight. A call to worship, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation and extol him with music and song. Our theme tonight is joy, so we're going to go into it straight away with a song which has been chosen by Jean, and that is I've Got the Joy, 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 Joy Down in My Heart. For those of you that are on the black boxes, this song is on the second page of your song words. So I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. To sing together.
I don't know why I pressed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Linda, but we're going to mute you while we do the service.
Welcome to Linda and John, who joined us as well at this point. Jean, we're going to unmute you so that you can speak to us. Okay, because this was
it should
your...
have come up on the screen to say yes. It's still not unmuted yet. Has something come up for you to tick? Yes, Jean. No, still can't hear you. There you go.
That's great. Yeah. Now then, Jean, that was your choice of song. So could you like to share with us why you chose it?
I chose it. It might be a very old one, but it's one that really does fill you with joy. What does joy mean? It means gladness. It means exhilaration. It means to rejoice, to exult, to gladden, and to be full of joy. In the Application Bible, these are the words of Jesus from John 15, and this is what it says. When you obey me, you are living in my love, just as I obey my Father and live in his love. I've told you that so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your cup of joy will overflow. Joy. Well, joy comes no matter what our circumstances then. That's what that little message said. From having a consistent relationship with our Lord Jesus. Someone once said that the joy of living with Christ daily keeps us level-headed, no matter how high or how low our circumstances. We might all be going through a tough time, but we've still got to have that joy. Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean, and thank you for the choice of song there. It's one that perhaps many of us remember from our youth. And that's true, isn't it, that life isn't always good and fun. And I think to this weekend, particularly for some of us, it's perhaps knocked us or shaken us a little bit, the fact that we're going back into a lockdown again. But what is our reaction and how do we respond in these particular situations? And Irene's going to bring us a reading now to help us to think about that a little bit more.
Thoughts on joy and happiness. In the English Standard Version of the Bible, the words joy, rejoice, or joyful appear a total of 430 times, compared with happy or happiness, which only appear 10 times. Joy is lasting, and it satisfies the heart in a unique and marvellous way. Joy comes from the Lord. No power of positive thinking can bring lasting joy. Instead, joy is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit within us, part of the fruit of the Spirit, and characterizes the people of God. In happy or sad times, in comfort or difficulty, we find joy in the presence of the Lord, focusing on Christ, who he is, what he's done to save us, and his promise to keep us, brings a supernatural joy that can't compare with temporary happiness.
Thank you, Irene. And Jen's going to bring us our reading tonight, which was, it's taken from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 to 12. And it's after Nehemiah had completed building the walls of Jerusalem and the exiles had returned and the Israelites had heard the law that Ezra had read to them. Thank you, Jen.
Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
Thank you, Jen. Yes, making known the words that have been known, and as Jean's explained at the beginning, and then with Irene as well, about the joy being different to happiness, but that joy that comes from knowing the Lord within. And that joy is our strength. We're going to think about that in our next song, which is "The Joy of the Lord is My Strength." And hopefully, part of this, through the week, you'll carry on singing, because it's quite a catchy tune in parts of it, and it might just help during the week to remember that. It's by Wren Collective as well, which I know is a favourite of Janet, so...
Can you all see that? Can I just double check you can all see the words? Okay.
Though the tears may fall, my song will rise, my song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise, my song will rise to you. While there's breath in my lungs, I will praise you, Lord. In the dead of night, I'll lift my eyes to you. Though the waters rise, I'll lift my eyes to you. While there's hope in this heart, I will praise you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Bach is reported to have said that any music that didn't bring glory to God was only noise. And he was a devout Lutheran, and he signed most of his work to the greater glory of God. We're going to listen to one of his pieces now. It's Jesus, Joy of Man's Desiring.
Thank you.
something a little different to what we've had before there. But Helen, would you like to share with us your choice of hymn this evening, please?
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. Okay, the song I've chosen is one by Graham Kendrick, and it's Rejoice, Rejoice, Christ is in You. And I read in Romans 12, verse 15, and says, rejoice with those who rejoice. And I was thinking how one of the nicest things sometimes is when we can be genuinely happy for another person or another family. And this could be something like a birth of a child, getting all clear from a hospital, passing a driving test, things that, big relief, lots of happiness, and sort of like life-changing events. And so I'm just briefly just going to share a couple of things I've felt like I've shared some joy with somebody else. And I know over the last couple of years, well, a few years, and I'm sure I'm not the only person this happens to, you know, you just sort of happen to get in touch with a person who you haven't seen for a long time, either just happen to meet them or it's due to like social media or emails or something. And even that, I think, is that's a source of lots of joy, because it reminds us how we might forget about people, but God never forgets about anybody, and all sort of weaves us together. And briefly, back in the summer, I'd got a message because I was on a certain Facebook group, and it was from one of the ladies who I'd started my nurse training together on the same day in February 1980, over 40 years ago. And when I replied back to her, and I said, yes, I definitely remember you. And I remember that your Catholic faith meant a lot to you. And when I was thinking about it, I remembered little bits of conversations we've had like years ago. And but her faith definitely did mean something to her. But she didn't have that that sort of personal knowledge of Jesus, the way things, you know, your life can really be changed and being born again, that sort of thing. Anyway, she would have been someone I prayed about at the time, but I'd forgotten really. Well, when I've heard the messages back, you say that just on social media, I don't know everything that's happened in the last 40 years, but she's changed. She does have that relationship with Jesus now, praise God. She said she actually goes to an Anglican church now, but I hope she's not abandoned all like the Catholic roots. And I just thought, like it says in the song that we're going to sing, you know, though we are weak, his grace is everything we need. We're made of clay, and he uses our weaknesses into his opportunities. And I think maybe some of the things I'd said in conversations weren't particularly helpful. You know, you try to tell people about Jesus, and it's not always helpful what we say, but God can still sort of work his purposes out. And that was just something that I felt, you know, truly joyful for. And just, sorry, take a long time. Just another thing the lady had said was that her younger son, like lots of other young couples, he was going to get married in May, and because of lockdown, it couldn't happen. But then I saw the wedding photos a couple of weeks ago, just on Facebook again. And although I don't know this couple, probably never meet them, only know their names, it was truly lovely to see these photos. It was in a little village church, and there was something about the contrast of the dark stone bricks of the church, dark grey, and the beautiful smiles and the beautiful colours of the flowers and the girls' dresses and things like that. Probably a scaled down event to what it would have been, but I could just feel, just looking at these pictures, of something of the joy that that family were experiencing. And I just thought it was something I wanted to give thanks to God for, really. So if we sing Rejoice, Rejoice, Christ is in You.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you.
rejoice, Christ is in you, the hope of glory in our hearts. He lives, his breath is in you. Arise, a mighty army, we arise. Now is the time for us to march upon the land into our hands. He will give the ground we claim. He rides in majesty to lead us into victory. Shall see that Christ is Lord. Rejoice, rejoice, Christ is in you, the hope of glory in our hearts. He lives, his breath is in you. Arise, a mighty army, we arise. A kingdom of power, not of words, where things impossible by faith shall be made possible. Let's give the glory to him now. Rejoice, rejoice, Christ is in you, the hope of glory in our hearts. He lives, his breath is in you. Arise, a mighty army, we arise. Though we are weak, his grace is everything we need. We're made of clay, but his treasure is within. He turns our weaknesses into his opportunities, so that the glory goes to him. Rejoice, Christ is in you, the hope of glory in our hearts. He lives, his breath is in you. Arise, a mighty army, we arise.
Thinking about that joy, Alison is going to bring us a reading now, giving thanks for joy.
Thank you for joy. Psalm 19 verse 8 says, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Dear Jesus, sometimes I crave the unbridled joy of childhood. I remember how it felt to pedal my bike fast, wind whipping through my hair without a care in the world. I long for the innocence of seeing life through a child's eyes, to laugh, sing, and play again. With each passing year, I feel as if my joy has been pushed deeper down inside me. But Jesus, you show me that true joy is found in more than just worldly happiness. Joy is in the reassurance of your presence, the contentment of knowing your love. It is in your creation, in the beauty of the earth. It is in a smile, a kind word, a laugh, and a song. But most of all, joy is found in worship and praise and in thankfulness for you. Yes, worldly happiness is temporary, but your joy is eternal. It exists no matter what my circumstances may be. It is finding joyful innocence in my grown-up heart. It is accepting your love with a child, a simple childlike faith. Joy is discovering new things about you every day. Thank you, dear Jesus, for your joy.
Thank you, Alison. Joy, it's quite different from happiness, isn't it? And as we go into these next 4 weeks of lockdown, whatever they might bring to us, we can know that we can have that joy of the Lord, that it is our strength, that he is with us. Whatever happens, we know that we can have his joy deep within us day by day. We're going to share together, and I invite you to share with it, in a prayer of confession. which we can show on the screen. For those of you that have the black box at home, you'll find this on page 2 of your song sheet. And so invite you to share this prayer with me if you wish to do so. Saving God, we are your people, yet the world cannot see this. We are your children and fail to live in peace. We are your voices and choose to be silent. We are your hands and feet and walk a different road. Forgive us for ignoring your love, for brushing aside your hand and trusting our own wisdom. Enable us to worship you in spirit and in truth, to bring to you our joyful songs in the everyday moments of our lives, that your name might be glorified through our words and lives. Amen. Now, our final song has been chosen by Abigail. So, Abigail, would you like to share with us why you've chosen this song, please?
I was sad that spring harvest wasn't on, but then when I heard it on online spring harvest, I was happy.
All right. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, so you learned this at spring harvest when you went last year, was it? Yeah? Yeah. Have you looked at spring harvest this year online? Did you have some time?
Yeah,
no, you've not done that.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, that's good. Oh, well, that's great. And thank you for sharing with us, Abigail. Thank you for choosing this song. You were the first one this week, this time, to choose a song. So thank you very much indeed. And thank you for sharing with us why you've picked it. So we're going to share together. It is one from Spring Harvest by Elim, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. So we're going to sing this. It's The Joy in My Soul.
Joy, joy, joy. The joy, 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 of the Lord. And I can't contain my soul. I wanna shout it out. I've got the joy, 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 of the Lord. I've got the joy, 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 of the Lord. Joy, 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 of the Lord. And I can't contain myself. I wanna shout it out.
So full of joy, absolutely wonderful that, wasn't it? So you can all be bouncing about all week now as you remember that and think about the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so a prayer to bless us and send us on our way. The love of God be the passion in your heart. The joy of God, your strength when times are hard. The presence of God, a peace that overflows. The word of God, the seed that you might sow. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and remain with each and every one and all whom we love, now and forevermore. Amen.